Hello, Stuart.
G'day, Darren. How are things?
Oh, very well. Thank you. So tell us about this fun day for Bryn Parry, your T20 coming up.
Yeah, what it is, Darren, we had an idea, which I floated past a couple of ladies from the Eastern Mort Medical Centre, that we'd do something in honour to recognise Dr. Bryn Parry's contribution to our community after he was diagnosed with MND. So, look, we got on board. Bryn loves his church, his cricket. He loves the doctor fraternity. So we thought we'd combine it all and we'd do something to honour him. So, but there's one thing he does love. He loves to have a good time. So it all come together.
Right. So who's playing?
In the cricket game, it's going to be Bryn. Will be playing with his sons and lots of his friends. So he's going to be in his cricket 11. Then he's going to be playing against most of our sponsors who have put money into our event. And two Tasmanian Tiger cricket players will also be playing in the Invitational 11.
Wow. Can you tell us who they are?
No, we don't know as yet because it'll come down to selection. Obviously, with the COVID situation, Tasmania's roster changed only a few days ago. So we probably won't be notified until Friday of who they are.
Right. So they've got a Shield game on. So it'll be a couple of the guys that miss out on the Shield team.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yes, it will be, yeah.
Right, well, that's very good. So what time starting at Byard Park?
It starts at 11 o'clock, Darren, and it goes till 4 p.m. We've got lots of great things planned. We've got, as I said, we've got an invitational T20 cricket game. There's going to be a lot of fun with that. There's going to be displays from the SES and Tasmanian Fire Service. There's going to be an ice bucket challenge. We've got 17 people who have done a GoFundMe page and put their own money into that to do the ice challenge. That's going to be a lot of fun. There's two live bands. We've got one of Devonport's hopefully biggest car shows in Devonport this year, given that a lot of them have been cancelled. So
yeah.
If anybody out there has got a nice car, it doesn't matter if it's old, new, hey guys, be there before 11 o'clock and bring it along on the day and the entrance will be off James Street.
Righto then.
The main focus of the day is around fun and we've really catered for children as well. We've got jumping castles, we've got kids entertainment, balloons, face painting. We're going to have a lot of fun. There's plenty of food, all various food, and there's been a lot of people put a lot of hard work into it, and we're hoping to raise quite a bit of money for MND research to the Menzies Centre in Hobart, so that's where our motivation is.
Good for you. Well, it might be an opportunity, if this is a success and everything points to it being a huge success by the support that I've heard about and read on social media and whatever, TassieCare might be able to do this, make it an annual thing perhaps.
Yeah, and there's one thing I wanted to sort of get to was I wanted to make real special note of TassieCare. They're a company that's come on board. They're tied up within the care industries, within the medical side, and they've come on board with a really great offer, and the energy of the guys from TassieCare, and they'll be there on the day themselves running children's things with a lot of their own staff and really show their support sort of thing.
Mm. Now, I saw your photo on the front page of The Advocate, and how tall are you, by the way?
6'4". Okay. It might have been the guys I was standing beside. They're not very big.
They make you look like a giant. I thought, oh, this guy, I bet in his youth he was running in off, from the boundary fence, bowling halfway down the track, knocking blokes' heads off.
No, sort of quite opposite to that. I was asked, do I want to play in the career game? I said, no, I'm well and truly retired, thank you.
Oh, well, good on you, mate. This is terrific. Sunday, Byard Park, Devonport, just behind the Devonport Oval. So 11 till 4, free entry, but bring your cash and raise a lot of money. Yeah.
Yeah. And I always say too that the hardest thing in making the effort to go to something is actually turning up.
Yeah.
So if people give a damn about, illness or anything, here's a chance to do something about it.
Good for you. Have you got a Facebook page there where people can check it out and find
out? We have. Yep. Go on to Facebook. It's under Day for Bryn. If we go on there, there's lots of people on there with their own GoFundMe pages.
Yeah.
But come along the day. We've got over 100 prizes either to auction, to give away, to raffle, silent auction. MC is David Foster.
Yep.
He's giving up his own time to do this. He's a great community man. And there's going to be heaps of fun.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Darren.